This has been with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. Our short Bible messages this week will come from Romans chapter 12. But first, we want to invite you to our gospel meeting next week. This will be a series of Bible lessons, August 4th through 9th, at the Oakland Church Building, at our normal service times on Sunday of 9:30 a.m., 10:20 a.m., and 5 p.m., and also each weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. This would be a great opportunity for you to visit us and get to know us, to sing spiritual songs and pray, and of course to hear great teaching from God's Word. We love having visitors and encourage you to join us at the Oakland Church of Christ August 4th through 9th. The recorded lessons will also be made available on our website, churchofchristatoakland.com. We're located on the west side of Athens at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. This week we'll be looking at Romans chapter 12, and today we'll start with verses 1 and 2. These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the Christians who live in the capital city of the mighty Roman Empire. In the verses leading up to our reading, Paul has been praising God for his wisdom and kindness in planning the salvation of the Gentiles. In the beginning of chapter 12, Paul writes, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Paul's urging the Roman Christians to devote themselves to the Lord. He appeals to them to remember God's wisdom, kindness, and mercies, to devote their lives and their bodies as sacrifices to God. In the city of Rome, these Christians would have been surrounded by idol worship. Paul's call to devote themselves completely to God is calling them to reject the influences of the world around them. What do you think he means when he says their bodies should be a living sacrifice? Doesn't it mean that everything they do and say should glorify and please God? And the same goes for us. The Bible says time and time again that our outward expressions of worship are worthless if our hearts are not in it. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 15:8 that "this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me." So if our hearts are not devoted to God, any worship we offer to God will be in vain. Our entire lives, not just on Sundays, but on Mondays through Saturdays, need to show that we're living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. That's what Romans 12, verse 1 tells us. We'll read verse 1 one more time before we move on. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul tells the Romans that God's will for their lives is far different than the standards of the world. He says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." What about us? Are we being conformed to be more like the world? Or are we being transformed into God's image? Do our actions blend in with everyone else's? Do we try to avoid being different, strange, and peculiar? Or are we so focused on pleasing God that we are glad to be unusual? To please God, we will end up sticking out. We won't talk, dress, and act the same way popular people in the world do. We'll use words that encourage and build each other up without profanity or malice. We'll wear clothing that is respectable, not to draw attention to ourselves, but to reflect the beauty of our hearts. We'll try to serve. Instead of putting ourselves first, we'll put others first. And the whole time we'll be discovering more and more about God's will for our lives and getting better and better at glorifying Him with everything we do. We'll act more and more like Jesus each day. So I encourage you to start now. "I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Thanks for listening today, and come join us at the Oakland Church of Christ for our gospel meeting August 4th through 9th. Have a wonderful day.